I'm Dr. Aurora, and I'll be the one performing your test today. You are ordered for an eye and auditory examination today after a visit with your primary physician regarding insomnia, correct? Very well, very well. Well, your doctor has ordered the works for you, but don't worry too much. It's all just standard precaution. We get folks in here for it every day. You're in good hands, okay? I have all of your information here, but can you state your name and date of birth as confirmation for me, please? Perfect. All right, well, there really is no reason to continue stalling. So before we begin anything, do you have any questions, comments, or concerns about anything that will be going on today? Okay. Well, for starters, nothing that we are going to be doing here today will cause you any pain. At least it should not. And if you do feel any pain or discomfort, let me know immediately. But what we are basically going to be doing today is a comprehensive examination for your eyes and your ears, which is pretty straightforward. We'll check your vision, your hearing, and I'll get a look at your eyes and your ears. The first thing we will be examining today is your eyes. None of these tests are very difficult at all, and of course there are no real right answers. Just be honest so we can help you the best that we can. The more honest you are with us, the better we can help you. So it's really to your benefit to be upfront and straightforward. You don't need to feel like you have to hide anything or be dishonest with me, because that's not going to help you in the long run, and that's what I'm here for, is to help you. And really, there's no problem that we can't correct, so it's really in your best interest to just tell me. And that way I can fix it, whatever it may be. I can take care of that. So if you can't see something or hear something, just tell me instead of trying to guess or make something up. Okay? Great. Now, the first thing that I want to do is talk to you a little about how your eyes work. That way, you can have a little background and understanding of why what we are doing is so important. And just to have some basic understanding of yourself, really, of your own anatomy. Usually, I don't go very in-depth with the information when talking about it to my patients. A general overview is usually enough to satisfy. Of course, there are those who are always more curious, especially the younger ones. The children are always curious. However, I want to take a bit of time to go over a bit of this with you, because based on the records that were sent to me from your primary care physician, it states that you haven't seen an eye doctor in the past 5 to 7 years. And that is really not that great. It is the recommendation of every doctor that I have come into contact with anyways. I have never seen anyone argue on the matter. It's recommended that you see an eye doctor at least once a year. So, I would really like to persuade you to make these appointments, to schedule these appointments in advance, sign up for our reminders. We send out traditional and or email reminders when it gets close to the 12-month mark, and we can also give you a call to personally remind you if you go past that 1-year mark. We're very flexible with scheduling. I don't think that you had much of a problem coming in here during your desired time. We do try and offer that sort of convenience. Your insurance covers everything we have to offer here, and that includes eyeglass prescriptions if you ever needed those. Not saying that you would, of course, but you don't need to worry about the financial aspect because you're completely covered. And we like for you to come in at least once a year because there are multiple problems that can arise with, you know, your eyes and your vision. There may be a medical history of issues with the eyes that run in the family, and there could even be not any precedent for a health issue, yet health issues can and often do arise for people down the road unexpectedly. And a year is a short enough amount of time that if something were to happen, we would in fact be able to detect it early enough to be able to treat it or even prevent it, preventing you from suffering a partial or even complete loss of vision. Of course, I'm not saying any of this to try and scare you. I simply want you to understand how serious and how important these things are, and just try to motivate you to take those steps and really get committed to your health, which is the most important thing you have all through your life, your health. Okay, well, I think I have soapboxed you enough with that, and let's continue on. I'm going to be telling you about a few parts of the eye. You may remember some of these from your anatomy or biology class in school. Here on this chart is what I will briefly go over with you. And if you have any further questions or want further details, do not hesitate to ask. Alright, first here we have the cornea, which is the clear front window of your eye and actually focuses and transmits light through the eye. The iris, which is very easy to identify, that is the colored part of your eye, and it regulates the light that enters the eye. The lens is a transparent structure inside of your eye that focuses light rays onto the retina. And the retina is a nerve layer that lines the back of your eye. It senses light and creates impulses that are sent through the optic nerve and into the brain. So, going off of that, the optic nerve is the nerve that connects the eye to the brain. It carries those impulses that the retina formed all the way to your brain, which the brain then interprets into actual images. The macula is a small area in the retina special light sensitive self, and it allows you to see those very fine details in those images. The pupil, a part which many are familiar with, it is that dark black center in the middle of your eye. And its job is very important because it determines how much light is let into the eye. I'm sure you're familiar with the way your pupils expand and contract depending on whether it's dark or bright. Many people have admitted to standing in front of the bathroom mirror, flicking the lights on and off just to watch the way their pupils react. And if you haven't done that, I would say try it out. It doesn't hurt anything, and it's very interesting to see the response, which is pretty immediate, that your body has to the surrounding environment. So now that you have some pretty basic background information, I would like to just go ahead and get started. First thing is first, I am going to come very close to you, face to face, and I'm going to be shining this light into your eyes to see how that pupil we talked about reacts, and just to see if everything looks normal really. The light is a bit bright, so you will have to bear with me a bit, but I'm going to come quite close to you now. Okay. Keep your eyes open if you can. I need you to not blink for this one, if that's at all possible. It will only last a few seconds, so I will tell you once it's okay for you to blink again. Alright, so get ready. The light is coming on in 3, 2, and 1. There we go. Keep them open. Open, open. Okay, alright. That one looks good. You can blink. And now we will do the right eye. So, keep your eyes open for me, if you would. Okay, get ready. 3, 2, 1. Okay. Okay, you can blink now. However, we are not quite done with this light just yet. Now, what I want you to do is going to be very simple, and you can blink throughout the procedure. What you're going to be doing is just following the light. I'm going to move the light around in different directions, and without moving your head, you will keep your eyes on the light to the best of your ability, of course. Alright, here we go. Look at the light. Now, only with your eyes, follow the light. Very good. Keep following it. Feel free to blink, yes. I know it is bright, but keep looking straight at it. Following with your eyes. Yes, very good. Keep going up and down, left and right. Very good. Very good. Okay. Great job on that see nothing abnormal or any sort of strain when it came to that, so that's fantastic. So, what I'm going to do next involves me remaining very close to you. I am very gently going to touch and press on the area around your eyes to feel for any bumps or swellings or the like, okay? Okay, let me get my gloves on. There will be no skin-to-skin contact. It doesn't dampen the ability to feel anything out of place. It doesn't make it any more difficult. If something is abnormal, I will still be able to detect it just fine. Okay, so I'm going to put these on. Alright, now, I'm coming very close to you once more, and I will just very gently press my fingertips around your eyes. Does that hurt? Good. It shouldn't hurt at all. Should not feel any discomfort from this whatsoever. But if you do feel any, even in the slightest bit, simply say so. Speak up and we will figure why. Still good? What about here? Fine? Alright. What about pressure? Besides, of course, me pressing on you, do you feel any pressure behind your eyes or in your eyes? Does anything feel different other than my hands on your face, of course. No? Great. Alright, well, that is all I needed to do with that. You are doing splendid. I didn't feel anything really out of the ordinary, and since you didn't feel anything out of the ordinary either, that's a wonderful sign. Now, this next test, I'm sure you're familiar with. I'm going to hold this little sort of plastic spoon looking thing over one eye, and you'll read to me the letters or numbers of the chart on the opposite wall. Okay? Here we go. Let's do the left eye first. So I'm just going to cover it like this, and now you will tell me the first line. Okay. Good, good. Okay, now read to me the second. Good, good. How about the fourth line? Sixth. Good, good. All right, now the other eye. Cover up. And can you read me the third line on that chart? Now, what about the fifth line? Okay, and last, but not least, that little itty-bitty seventh line. Just read off of it to me as much as you can. Yes. Yes. All right. Very good. Good job reading those little itty bitty letters and numbers. Okay. Okay, well, now we're going to get a bit more technical. We're going to pull this machine around in front of you here. Yeah, there we go. Alright, now, what we are going to do with this is you're going to place your chin on the rest here in front of you, if you would please. Very good. And you'll be looking through this thing here. There we go. We can't see anything quite yet, but in a minute you're going to be seeing a bunch of different things that I want you to describe to me, and I'll be taking pictures of your eyes while you do so. The first thing we will be doing with this machine is gauging how clearly you can see. So you're going to keep looking in there, and you should see a screen, letters on it, right about now. You see it? Perfect. What I'm going to do is cycle through some different lenses or filters, if you will, to see which ones allow you to see more clearly. Okay? So, it'll be the same image, but I'll be showing it to you through two different lenses at one time, and you just tell me which one is clearer. Understand? Okay, good. So, which one is clearer to you? One or two? Okay, next. One or three? Three. Okay, perfect. Great job. Now, I'll be showing you some images, and I just want you to describe them for me. Okay? First one, and what color is the square? Blue, okay. That is correct. Now, next you see a group of shapes, and I want you to tell me what shape is the group. green shape. Red, blue shape. What about yellow? Orange? And the last one, what is the pink shape? Very good, good. Now you will see another set of shapes. And I want you to tell me now, what color is the triangle? What color is the square? The oval? Rectangle? The circle? How about the trapezoid? Good. The next image is a color blind test. Also very simple. As you can see, there are a lot of circles, and I want you to tell me if you can see a number within those circles. You can. What number do you see? Fantastic. Now, you see the red dot at the center of the white square? I would like you to stare at that while I take some pictures of your eyes. I will count to three to let you know when the camera will be going off, and I need you to try very hard not to blink during the picture. It might be a little loud, so it may startle you, but do try and keep those eyes open, okay? Okay, staring at the dot, picture in 3, 2, 1. Good job. Now, the machine is going to cover your left eye so we can get a picture of your right eye by itself. Okay, get ready. Staring at the dot. Picture coming in 3, 2, 1. We'll cover your right eye, and we're going to do the same thing again. This is the last picture of your eye I will have to take, okay? So, if you would, one last time, staring directly at the red dot. Picture in 3, 2, 1. Fantastic. You are doing so well. Alright, that is honestly all we really needed to do with your eye examination. It will be a few days before I have the complete conclusive results, but I can tell you that just based on what I have seen here today, you seem to be in very good shape where your eyes are concerned. Of course, I will be analyzing the photographs to see if there is anything that needs to be addressed there, and I will send those results to your primary doctor by this afternoon or tomorrow. It should take no longer than that. But based on what I just see on the surface, really, everything looks very good. I don't detect any hints of any abnormalities or red flags that I would be concerned about usually. Your vision is also quite good. You don't need any prescriptions based on what I see here. However, this is just my surface opinion. Nothing is set in stone quite yet, but I think if there was a possibility that I would find anything in these photos or x-rays, there would have been some sort of telltale sign, because that is quite often the case. I would say almost 99% of the time there is some sort of indication of a deeper issue in the primary exam. But I saw none of those red flags or warnings that there might be something wrong. Honestly, I believe you to be in very good health where your eyes are concerned. And I have done this for a number of years, so you can usually trust my judgment on that. There is a very, very slim chance that there's going to be anything to be worried about on the photographs, but of course, I am always going to be thorough as I possibly can be. So I am going to take some time to look over the results and the photos. It honestly will not take me very long to do that, so I will hopefully have the final results for your primary doctor by this evening. Tomorrow evening at the absolute latest. I am aware that your medical situation is concerning you right now with the sleep issues. I do not know anything beyond the insomnia, because that is what you were referred to me for, on the grounds of that your doctor cannot share any explicit details with me because of confidentiality laws, which is perfectly fine. I do not need to know. I simply bring this up because I want to ask you a few questions about your eyes that are associated with a high percentage of insomniacs. Now, to be clear, even though I am not your primary care doctor, I am also bound to the same laws of confidentiality, meaning that anything you tell me will not go beyond you or I or your doctor if we feel it is necessary to inform them. Which you can, as a patient, it is your right to object to. I just wanted to touch base on that to hopefully make you feel more comfortable. Now, the questions I want to ask you involve things that are often associated with insomniacs. Okay. Do you ever experience sudden blurriness or spots in your vision? When does that usually occur? Is there a time that you've found it to happen more? Is there anything you found that usually triggers it? your vision ever simply gone dark, even for a split second? Could you tell me about how many times that has occurred? Definitely more than once. Okay. How long do the blackouts usually last when your vision goes dark? How long until your normal sight returns? So, typically not that long, okay. Do you have any idea what the longest time might have been? Anything that triggers that into happening? Any patterns or causes that you have noticed to contribute to this happening? Question I want to ask you is, do you feel pain in the eyes or eye area after being awake for an extended amount of time? Do you find it more difficult to focus your eyes after being awake for an extended amount of time? And could you say about how long you're awake before you start to notice a noticeable blurriness of your vision, or a noticeable difficulty in focusing your vision? Is there anything else you can think of that's happened to you with your eyes or your vision since the insomnia episodes began? Even if they seem minor to you, please make note of them to me. usually occur together? No. Okay. Okay, thank you for answering those questions. I ask these because based on the examination that we've done, fundamentally, your eyes seem okay. But you are expressing to me the concerns of these sort of problems that you're having, which are directly linked to many insomnia patients. However, for some people, insomnia can be related to a strain or issue with the eyes, which is why your doctor ordered this exam for you in the first place. But based on my preliminary findings, physically, your eyes seem fine to me. So, based on my professional experience and opinion, your eyes are not a root or cause of your insomnia. I believe that the problems you are having are caused by the insomnia, rather than the other way around, which often occurs within individuals who suffer insomnia, and many of them, once they are able to deal with the insomnia and essentially get better, the issues that they experienced with their eyes and their vision dramatically decreases. So, it's not a permanent thing, however, prolonged suffering can lead to a steady decline, which is why I want to get all of your testing done as soon as possible and get the results to your primary doctor quickly. As soon as your doctor has them and goes over them, I imagine they will give you a call, and I would say that is going to be in the week, so make sure you make time for that because it is very important and I'm sure you're very exhausted physically and mentally. Okay, well, if you would, please step out into the hall and make your way back to the front desk and let them know that your eye examination is over, and they'll probably ask you to sign a few papers, some release forms and whatnot, so we can send all of these results to your doctor, and let them know that you're going to be taking a hearing exam today, and they will have some stuff specific for that they're going to want to sign for. I know it's a hassle, but it will not take any time at all. I am going to go and prep everything for the exam for you, and that should take nothing but maybe 15 minutes, and you'll definitely be done with any paperwork that they would have for you by then. So, you can just sit out there in the waiting room for a few minutes and relax, and someone will fetch you in 10-15 minutes or so to escort you to an auditory lab, because it is in a different section of the building. We are a big facility who do multiple sorts of testing, so this floor is dedicated to optometry, and you'll be escorted to the second floor for the hearing examination. Alright, sound good? Any further questions you would like to ask before we end this session? No? No. Okay, but if you happen to think of any more while you're waiting, you can ask me when you see me again, which will be very, very soon. Alright? Please, just make your way back to the front desk now. Thank you.